Ultimate Sex, a collection of erotic stories, Volume 1, edited by Miranda Forbes. Manners and the Angel by Sue Williams. Normally, if I thought there was a stranger in my shower, I'd cry for help or something. But from the bedroom I could hear his song, and the tune made me lonely, not scared. Steam seeped from beneath the bathroom door and tears stung my eyes, but I was so practiced at holding them back that, even now, they stuck. I wish I could tell you why his song moved me so, but now, though I strain to remember, the tune itself escapes me. I'm certain he was humming it, and his voice was strange and calm, and his notes reached inside me and, well, they squeezed. After a while the humming stopped, as did the rushing water, and I glimpsed myself in the mirror, my eyes all glassy and damp, shocked by this sight. I placed my keys on the dresser, pulled myself together, and strode on through. With all the voice I could muster I cried, "Who on earth do you think you are?" But the curtain flung back, and there he stood. First I saw those brown eyes, and then the freckled face, followed by a body of muscular swells. I glanced him up and down while he stood quite unabashed, and I felt a rush of spray as he raised his glorious wings. His freckled chest flexed. "I'm sorry," he said quietly. "I landed where I fell." "Which was where?" I asked. "Your balcony," he said. He pushed back his wet hair to show me the bruise, a purple blotch on the side of his head. And I, almost desperate to touch him, placed my fingers at its side.